Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
We give it off to Mamma Mia, Dawn Stensler.
Good morning. We are sponsored in Kale and Company News Live this beautiful Monday morning by the Philadelphia Boat Show. We're at 40 degrees, and wait till you hear this beautiful forecast for you. It'll make you forget all about daylight saving time. We do have an update on this plane crash in Pennsylvania. 5 people are injured but survived this crash. Small plane crashing in the parking lot of a retirement community happened in Lancaster County, according to Pennsylvania officials and investigators. That plane, single engine, 6-seater, Beechcraft Bonanza, 5 people on board, and it had departed Lancaster Airport. That was yesterday afternoon, headed to Springfield-Beckley Municipal Airport, headed to Ohio. So shortly after takeoff, and according to the audio that they're already listening to, obviously this is under investigation locally and by the NTSB, et cetera, but the pilot of the plane radios the air traffic control center that the door to the aircraft is open. Apparently, it won't shut. There's a problem here, and he needs to return for landing. Emergency situation. Air traffic controller responding. Pilot tells him he cannot hear him because of the loud wind noise because the door's open, agape. So he's going to return to land. So in this one, thank God everybody walks away from it, albeit there are some injuries here, but air traffic control telling the pilot one of the runways is cleared for landing. 13 seconds later, the air traffic controller tells the pilot, pull up, pull up. Little less than a minute later, air traffic controller reports to rescue one. Aircraft is down. So a crash landing right into this parking lot of Brethren Village, retirement community, and it's in Mannheim Township, crash site less than a mile away from the airport. In other words, couldn't make it to the airport. Mm-hmm. So the pilot tries to find a spot, a safe spot, where he can make it down and crash lands here. So 5 people on board, taken to area hospitals. We don't have their conditions, but it appears that they don't have life-threatening injuries.
Wow.
But what an this is incredible.
We have some of the audio, if you want to play it, Phil.
Lancaster Tower, Bonanza 347, Mike has an open door. We need to return for a landing.
347, Mike, roger. You want to make it to 3-1 or 2-6?
Lancaster Tower, I cannot hear you with the wind, so we're going to return to 2-6. We're going to do downwind.
And 347, Mike, roger. Runway 2-6, clear to land.
2-6, clear to land. 347, Mike.
And 347, Mike, pull up.
Rescue 1, Lancaster Tower. The aircraft is down out just behind the terminal on the parking lot street area.
Wow. It's pretty remarkable that you could get away with minor injuries or not.
I don't know they're minor, but yeah. It looks like every, you know.
I wonder how, like, did the door just fly open, or did they forget to close it? Like, I'm sure they didn't forget to close it, you know?
Maybe
they
didn't close it all the way.
It's like, one of those.
I tell my daughters all the time, can we please shut the truck
shut
door
the
full?
Door!
It's either they slam it to the point where the glass is going to break, or they barely close it.
So we'll continue to watch for those updates, but you know, and it was a fiery crash, so they had the fire trucks on the scene, all of that, but they got them out. So just a pretty incredible.
Not a great couple of months for
I know.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that as far as like we've already debunked that they're not happening more frequently. You know, commercial airlines are safer than driving on the Schuylkill. Let me ask you, does anybody on this show have the desire to fly in a little private plane like that as a passenger or pilot?
Well,
I have no interest in either of one of those.
Two different questions. Like, okay. One of those, like, Cessnas? No. Like, a private plane? Yes.
Well, yeah, but, like, one of these little 4-seaters?
No.
No. I have no interest in going in any of those. Okay. Nor
I know people that fly that love it. They do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, and they do it like as almost like a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah.
So speaking of airplanes, we have Air Force fighter jets intercepting a civilian aircraft flying in the temporary restricted airspace right near, of course, Mar-a-Lago, President Donald Trump's Florida home. This happened last night, bringing the number of violations to more than 20 since the president took office, obviously January 20th. And so we have, you know, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. They released a statement telling us that this took place as Trump finished a round of golf at his West Palm Beach golf course, saw F-16s deploy flares. Imagine this. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what was going on. It appears there was no threat, but this guy, civilian pilot, all of a sudden sees these F-16s deploying flares to get his, I think they probably got his attention.
Mm-hmm.
So the jets conducting an intercept Saturday morning, also shortly after Trump arrived at the course from his private Mar-a-Lago club and residence. So these airspace intrusions, as they're called, I mean, technically, if you don't respond quickly, they can, for national security purposes, they could shoot you down.
Oh, yeah. And this is the, I mean, this is the, and Trump's not even safe on his own golf courses. Remember, Ryan Wesley Ruth, September, in the bushes. Now we've got people flying in the wrong airspace above the property. I'd shoot everybody down.
So no word if it affected the president's golf game. So we'll have to hopefully find that one out. But nobody, no harm, no foul, except maybe, I don't know, did one the pilot with the flares and the F-16s, did he, I wonder if
he bailed back out over the Atlantic.
I wonder if his pants were a little bit moist there,
yeah,
you know?
I'd soil imagine myself that if I saw a couple of F-16s. I actually have audio of Secret Service Agent Johnson telling Donald Trump the first word. This is actually the first word out of his mouth and then Trump's response.
Sure. Sure.
Is that Sean Farish?
I've got Farish on the board now. I told people it was coming, so the sir is on the board.
I love it. Look, we have Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday and the Foundation for Delaware County announcing a deal. This happened late last night. We've been reporting on the hospital systems that were set for a possible shutdown that serving the residents in and around Delaware County locally here. And so they announced that a deal has been reached to help Crozier Health System hospitals open. This is just for the immediate future, while the long-term restructuring plan, that is still being hashed out. So this announcement coming to keep Crozier, Chester, and Taylor hospitals open. This comes after a day-long emergency meeting. This happened in Harrisburg just yesterday. So we've been watching this very carefully, these different holding companies. It's an issue across the country, but locally really impacting a hard-hitting Delaware County. So the company Prospect Medical Holdings that owns Crozier Health told a bankruptcy judge that they didn't have enough money to keep the hospitals open until this Friday. And so this now is after Dave Sunday, the relatively new attorney general. He had actually filed suit, if you remember, saying that basically, I'm paraphrasing here, that there was some mismanagement going on. And so now they have this emergency meeting over the weekend, negotiations. But this impacts, impacts hundreds of thousands of residents locally because of hospitals, profitability, all of that. But this one particularly in Delaware County. So we're watching that one very carefully. Hey, consumer alert, and we talk about this all the time, credit card skimming devices, and we find them on the Pennsylvania side across the country. This is a South Jersey warning in particular. They found a credit card skimming device at a grocery store in Pensauken. Turns out it had been there for 4 days before anybody realized it or spotted it. And so now there are warnings across the region to consumers, customers who shopped at Save-A-Lot. Keep an eye on your financing because of this. So the skimming device in particular, this is the 3900 block of Federal Street, Pensauken. And so Pensauken police putting out the warning. We've seen this across the region. Usually they're spotted more quickly, but in this one, it went 4 days. Remember, we had that one a few years back in Wawa. And the problem here is when we see it at one place, oftentimes what they find when they start checking, it's at a number of the places. And so that's why now there's a larger broad scale investigation looking into this.
They tell you when you put your debit card in, not to put your PIN in, just hit the green.
And go credit.
And just do credit. Because the skimming, they get your PIN number.
Okay. Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That was the defense to it, so to speak.
It's a sin.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of credit cards, how about this on a bipartisan front? AOC and Florida's Anna Paulina Luna put legislation together on Friday to cap credit card interest rates at 10%.
How about that?
What I mean, AOC and Anna Paulina Luna, they don't even agree that today's Monday. And they're on board with that. That was one of the things that Trump talked
said
about.
On the campaign trail.
Yes, indeed.
So we're glad to see it come to fruition. Wouldn't that be nice?
10%? 10%,
yeah.
Yeah, Trump had, that was one of his campaign promises. So here we go. And speaking of that, I know we'll talk tariffs. I know we'll talk economy, all of that coming up. Trump, Doge, more cuts to come, all of that here on Kale & Company. We are sponsored by the Philadelphia Boat Show. The boat sale of the year, it's back. Philadelphia Boat Show coming up March 14th to the 16th at the Expo Center in Oaks. Top tri-state dealers ready to deliver saltwater fishing boats, pontoon party boats, ski boats, bass boats, PWCs, and more. See phillyboatshow.com for all the deets, for all the ticket details. And we do have a Sixers win, which is nice, against the Utah Jazz. So that final was 126-122.
They were booed Friday night. If you were watching SmackDown on Friday night, it was at the Wells Fargo Center.
Yes, indeed.
The Philly crowd jam packed in the Wells Fargo Center. So they had them in the front row. I think it was Paul George and a couple other ones, and they were holding up a title thing with the Sixers on it.
Yep.
And the Philly crowd was none too pleased.
Gave it to them.
For your Philadelphia 76ers. Roll it.
Roaring when Randy Orton started our evening. They saw Charlotte Flair attack Tiffany Stratton, and sitting nearby ringside here are the 76ers. They're going to host the Jazz come Sunday, and they have been loving the action ringside. You can get a mixed reaction if you have certain struggles.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if that was the Eagles players or the Phillies players.
No, standing ovation.
Standing ovation.
Yeah.
Flyers and Sixers, not so much.
Yeah. What a shock. Paul George sitting in a seat front row, just like he does 82 games a year. You loser.
It's a sin. Eek! I love the booze. Maybe the booze inspired him.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be inspired by this forecast. The high today, 67 degrees, bright sunny skies. Tomorrow, a beautiful 69 degrees for your Tuesday. Greg Stocker always says Tuesday, 69. And then near 60, Wednesday, Thursday. So the week, really, we're not hitting anything below 60, I'll say, for this week. So upper to mid-60s throughout. We don't see rain until maybe next Sunday. Gorgeous weather week ahead. Hopefully it inspires our lawmakers on Capitol Hill to get her done by the mid-March deadline. We're talking about that at the end of the week. Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. The Big Take is on the other side as we have our first pivot from the left. That's coming up next. But first, a word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. And we are talking about the Honda Prologue today, which is Honda's first all-electric SUV with a range of almost 300 miles on a single charge and a fast charge time. You can cruise the roads worry-free. Three charging options to choose from, including that portable charging kit for when you're on the go. Lease the Prologue today for as low as $229 per month. Visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Springfield, Reading, or Langhorne today for details, and shop online at PiazzaHonda.com.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. The Big Take on Kale & Company.
All right, the Big Take pivots, admissions, and crazy calling out crazy. Two things are absolutely true. The Democrats are in complete disarray 17 weeks after losing the 2024 election. And secondly, it's entirely too early to offer up prognostications for the 2028 election, but that doesn't mean that the pivot for the left hasn't started. Per usual, it typically begins on the left coast, and that's what has occurred with California Governor Gavin Newsom. The horrible politician is expected to be on a short list of Democratic primary options in a few years that could include Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, perhaps New York Mayor-to-be Andrew Cuomo, and countless others out there. In a podcast late last week with Charlie Kirk, Newsom said that biological men in women's sports is deeply unfair. Quote, "I think it's an issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that. It's, quote, deeply unfair." don't believe Gavin Newsom, folks. Forget the word pivot. This is a fraudulent grift. He knows that Democrats are on the wrong side of this 80-20 issue, perhaps even 90-10 issue, and now he's taking his first step towards common sense with bigger goals down the road. Bill Maher addressed the Newsom switch Friday night on HBO and had this to say with his panel. Listen and watch.
They asked him about females in sports. Would you say no to men in female sports? He said, it's an issue of fairness. It's deeply unfair. Okay. It's so funny. Gavin, I do love this because I do think he's a great politician. I know he's slick. Yeah, they said this something about Clinton. He's a great politician. He's really smart. He can talk great. Chicks dig him. And I've always been saying, if he would just tack to the center. Well, it happened this week. He said, I had one meeting where people started going around the table with pronouns. And I said, what the hell? Why is this the biggest issue? Well, Gavin, like 2 weeks ago, it was the biggest issue for you. But I don't care. I don't care. Progress. You made the switch, and I love it. That's what I'm saying, is you made the switch, and I love it.
I hope Americans don't take the bait and fall for this, but with Gavin Newsom, I don't think they really will. Gavin Newsom is not to be trusted. His own in-laws left the state of California for Ron DeSantis' state of Florida. His whole family, according to reports, is center or right of center. I think this is a bogus pivot, as bogus as Eric Adams in New York all of a sudden being against illegal immigration. But one man who also has his radar up is Charlemagne. He joined the Andrew Schultz podcast to call a spade a spade. Listen and watch this.
See, the thing about the Democrats now, some of them you can't take serious, because where was all of this common sense when it wasn't popular? Yeah. When it wasn't popular in your party? Like, now that they see politically,
yeah,
it cost them, now they all pivoted. So what are you doing? You're just playing politics.
Exactly.
What did you actually believe? Did you always think this was silly?
So then say that so we could trust you. But yes, if you don't say it, it's going to be very difficult for us to trust you.
I would love to see somebody go on TV and be like, look, man, finally, I can tell you what I really feel about this. Just say it. I know it wasn't good for us politically to say it, but now that we know how bad it cost us, I never was with that.
Yo, we will trust that person.
But yo, it's okay to admit you was wrong. No. But don't just pivot and act like you knew this all along.
You knew this would happen. The only question is whether or not more Democrat weasels like Newsom with big platforms, Shapiro and others, whether or not they will pivot or they will quadruple down on the woke fringe ideologies. I would actually argue that you will not see more of this, because the Democrat Party is now under progressive reign. And who's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, funder of progressive ideologies in this country? George Soros. You think he's bankrolling a moderate? Not a chance in hell. From pivots and admissions to calling out the crazies, former Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown, who has aligned himself with MAGA and the Trump campaign last fall, joined the Joe Rogan podcast this Friday, and he blasted the Democrats from last Tuesday for not standing up and clapping for a 13-year-old boy who survived 13 brain surgeries. Listen and watch this.
Why'd you choose a helmet?
I feel like this is one of the lucrative helmets that they wear when they go to war.
Lucrative?
Yeah, lucrative. You know, this is the crash out buckets, because I feel like when you wear this helmet, you already crashed out. It's like, you committed to the crash out. Like,
Right. You're all in.
All in. So I feel like we at war right now with the Democrats. I know you.
Isn't that crazy to say?
I know. But,
it's crazy to say, but I know exactly what you're saying.
Exactly.
I just can't believe people say it, and it's true.
It's wild life right now.
Like, the Democrats are now the Republicans.
Yes, it's wild.
They're the ones Democrats trying to control speech.
They didn't even clap for the little kid.
No.
That was...
No. They didn't clap for the little kid. They didn't clap for the lady who got f***ed up by that volleyball player that was a dude. They didn't clap for Lake and Riley, who got murdered by the illegal immigrant.
It was crazy.
Well, it's just, we're so divided. You can't clap for a little kid who survived cancer. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Yeah, where your heart at?
But he's on their side, so you can't clap for this little kid. You're upset. Yeah. This little kid's watching you not clap at him.
Yeah, it's
crazy. That's a little child.
Yeah, hurting his heart.
A child with cancer, and you can't put your aside to give that kid some love. That's crazy. Yeah.
Antonio Brown has said that he believes he has CTE. I also believe that. The dude is completely unhinged and off his rocker, and even he thinks the Democrats have lost their minds. And why have they lost their minds? Because they not only can't tell you what a woman is, but they also cannot identify a normal dude that relates with the common man to be the face of the party moving forward. And putting on dance displays on a Friday with Bill Nye, the science guy, will not bring normal men to your side of the political aisle. Here was the Stand Up for Science rally in D.C. on Friday. Listen and watch this awful clip.
Please sing along with us. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light.
What in God's name was that? Here's an idea for the Democrat Party. Tell the 63-year-old women that are liberal in your party to just stay out of the spotlight. Just a suggestion. That was laid off NIH workers doing cringy things in front of the Lincoln Memorial. That ain't gonna cut it. The Democrat Party just keeps getting more and more embarrassing because they don't have a single known relatable commodity, normal guy, to take the reins and run with it. Here's Charlemagne and Schultz a little bit more on the stark contrast between the state of affairs with where the Democrats are today compared to where MAGA and the GOP is. Listen and watch this.
Republicans are playing a very interesting game because they're playing. It's like trying out a new offense because you know the other team's defense sucks.
That's right. That's a good ass point.
I can fumble. I know they can't recover the goddamn ball.
That's a great ass point.
I can try this person at this position. I can try this person at this position. We can just fucking run through with them because they don't have no.
They don't even have one person to be president.
Not one.
Son, the next Democratic president also is going to be doing first take. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Is that the next Democratic hopeful also got to wake up every morning and be like, LeBron's not as good as Jordan. Every single morning he got to do that.
Man, I saw Bill Maher say that the next Democratic ticket, I don't know if he was being funny, but he had a real whole breakdown about it during new rules.
What is that?
John Fetterman and Pete Buttigieg. That ain't going to do it, bro. That ain't going to do it. And I like both of them. But
who's president?
John. John's the top of the ticket and Pete's the bottom.
Might not do it, but I recall somebody on 1210 WPHT saying John Fetterman could become the face of the party in about 3 years. I wonder where that guy went. All the Trump administration has to do, though, is this. Make the economy more affordable again. And Democrats are dead on arrival. They are done. If the economy gets to where Trump and we all want it to get to, Democrats are done because they're on the losing issue on the wrong side of every other major political issue. Borders, wars, free speech, losing endeavors. But regardless of who the face is, what their stance on men and women's sports is, and how many course corrections they make, they're in trouble because Trump is already delivering 7 weeks in. And the Democrats find themselves in a catch-22. They know that woke is a losing recipe, but are they willing to alienate and ditch the marginalized wackos that they have pandered to for the last 5+ years? Are there more people like Gavin Newsom out there, whether it's authentic or not, that are going to start to slide back to the right towards common sense? Time will tell. I just don't believe their sincerity. And I would say neither should you. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, if you want to jump in, 855-839-1210 is the phone number. On social media at 1210WPHT, you can let it rip in the YouTube chat, as many of you like to do. Dawn Stensland, I'll start with you. Are you buying the Gavin Newsom pivot where all of a sudden he says, yeah, it is kind of ridiculously unfair that men are in women's sports? And do you think more are going to follow his lead?
I hope that more follow his lead. And I think that to say that he's not a bad politician. You might say his policies are bad, right? Or that maybe you think he's a bad person. But this guy is a classic. If AI could make a politician, as far as somebody who we don't appreciate his policies, we think he's a slick talker. But this guy is that slick talking politician. If you looked in the dictionary, there is his picture with his slick back hair. Even when we played that California Mom, remember that? And she was so great.
Oh, at the fires.
Remember that?
Yes.
And I just think, who could stand there? And he lied to her. I'm trying to call Joe. I don't have service. Yeah. And then she's like, what can I say? And she was just, I really think she was, you know, her kid's school just burned down. She wants to know what's happening. So she's like, can I see? Can I look? I just think this guy, don't discount him because, you know, he was smart. He was smart to go on Hannity. He did that whole debate. Again, he got clobbered by DeSantis, but he's a good looking guy. He's a slick talker. And for people who are not paying attention, this guy, unfortunately, this guy is still a contender. I mean, I wish I were wrong.
Well, you know, on a short list, I would say yes. Although I think he would be easy to pick apart in a debate on the failures of the job.
I hope,
Nick. In California. Now you said, and maybe you misspoke, or maybe you meant it, I don't know. I'll ask you. You said I hope that more are like him and will agree and publicly say that men shouldn't be in women's sports.
Yes, that's what I meant.
I disagree. I don't want them to change.
No,
I want them to stay on a losing path to the failure.
Not letting girls be collateral damage.
Absolutely. Well, yes,
no,
that's
fair. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's too important. Like the locally, the girl right now who's, you know, coming in second after you've worked your whole life from being a little kid,
mm-hmm.
and she's from Quakertown, ran against a biological male, a big boy who decided to run as a girl and beats her. Comes in first. She came in second now. That's what the history books show.
Right.
There are all kinds of lawsuits over this across the country. But no, this is, and the thing that kills me is that it's crushing to these girls' spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget about the race in and of itself. Okay. Just go from, and forget about the fact that now they can't say they came in first, which does, of course, when you're a senior, help your college application process, right?
Yes, absolutely.
For locally a judge, Wendy Beadlestone, to say, oh, well, there's no impact. But let's just talk about the emotional impact, the mm-hmm. crushing impact that when you, God forbid, you know, you lose the race, you lost, and now they say, you're not allowed to say anything.
Yep.
If you say, well, you were a boy yesterday, oh, you're in trouble now. You're bullying. You're ist. You're this. You're that. This is crushing the spirits of girls. So, no, I'm glad Gavin Newsom, Gavin Newsom.
I like that one. Let's go with that. We'll call him Goosom for now on the show.
I'm glad he came out like that. I hope they all, you know, get some sense. And by the way, I hope that John Fetterman, because he has such an influence, you know, on social media, let John Fetterman come out and say, he's a dad, he's a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he come out and tell the truth and say, this is nothing about being mean or bullying anybody. That's not what we're talking about. If anybody bullies a kid because they're coming out as trans or whatever that is for them, you be you.
Right.
Okay. But this is not about that. Support the girls.
Very, very interesting story here. I've got two that really falls into what we're talking about here with, you know, the state of the Democrat Party. So Tim Walz, this story from Politico from over the weekend, had some sharp critiques of the Dems' 2024 campaign. He thinks that he and Kamala Harris played it too safe last year. The Minnesota governor, in an interview with Politico before he spoke to nearly 1,000 Democrats at a fairgrounds event over the weekend, said, quote, "We shouldn't have been playing this thing so safe." Walz said that the campaign's risk-averse approach was a byproduct of the brief 107-day campaign because, quote, "there are things you might have been able to get your sea legs, if you will, 18 months out where the stakes were a lot lower." But he said, after you lose, you have to go back and asses where everything was at. And I think that is one area. That is one area we should think about. He said, "We as a party are more cautious. In football parlance, we were in a prevent defense to not lose, and we never had anything to lose because I don't think we were ever ahead." He said, "You probably should have just rolled the dice and taken more of a shot." He goes on to say, to prove that, you know, he was going to try to prove Democrats or, you know, voters out there that they were wrong. He says, quote, "You're full of S. I don't believe in you." I think there could have been more of that to prove that we were legit. And I would say this. I don't think it was necessarily playing it safe. I think he's misreading his own situation. I mean, they tried to hide Kamala Harris. They attacked type A alpha men. They tried to brand it as toxic masculinity. They tried to say that Tim Walz and Doug Emhoff were what new masculinity looks like. They ran on with Kamala price controls. He got caught in military lies. Kamala's doing phony accents. And Kamala flipped on fracking, which is huge in Pennsylvania, and EV mandates. And then just to pivot to this story that Greg found during the break from the New York Times, and this plays into Democrats not having a relatable dude. The New York Times has a story called Ambitious Democrats Have a New Game Plan. Yak it up about sports. The byline says, prominent leaders are flocking to sports radio shows and podcasts, an early sign of how the party is trying to reach apolitical young men who have tilted toward President Trump. And they give a quote from Tim Walz about the Green Bay Packers. They give a quote about Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, talking about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. And then our very own governor, Josh Shapiro, talking about how the Sixers suck right now. And they go on to write that these Democrats now view sports radio, podcasts, and other mediums where the common guy goes to listen to things or to have basically water cooler conversations as their new target. Remember, Trump was really good at this. Some of this was probably Barron Trump and that Loudon cat where they were like, dude, you got to start doing podcasts. You got to talk to gamers. You got to reach a generation of people that you're not even thinking about. And and you guys all know this on this show. There's a sports station down the hall, right? And a lot of people listen to that station. If you're a Democrat or a Republican and you're not reaching out to people that listen to either Joe Rogan or a sports podcast, whether it's local sports radio or national or on demand, you're missing out on an entire group of people that could swing an election in your favor. I think it's fascinating. I think you're seeing a changing of the landscape. Stephen A. Smith just got a new 5-year, $100 million deal. And in that deal for ESPN, he is allowed to talk about politics. So if we bring up a sports story here, or a politician brings up sports, or a sports guy brings up politics, don't be offended. Don't say it's not my lane. It's not 1997 anymore, folks. It's not. You better go beyond your base, because your base isn't enough to win unless you're in like a super, super red area or a super, super progressive area. If you're in coin flips and battleground states and swing counties and bellwethers, you better not leave a stone unturned.
I think that, listen to what you're saying, though. Why are they just going to young males? Is it because they feel they've already lost females, right? And so that, to me personally, what I don't get as a woman is, how is this happening that all the young women have gone to the Democrats and progressives, and that basically the fight now is over different groups, minority groups, the Hispanic community, the Black community, but in particular, men and young males, but men in general.
Well, they're in damage control mode, right? You can't run for office for how long did Kamala and Tim run? It was 107 days. You can't badmouth straight white cis men who like beer, football, and gambling, and then expect to win. Now I think it's damage control mode where they're trying to get those people back. That's a major base of this country.
Yeah, but I'm just commenting on it, that I hope that they go after that, even this administration, that they go after young women who are getting played. And I would absolutely talk about Plan B, because that's what they're all doing, and talk about the fact that it's, and Trump has talked about this in general with medications. Why do we in this country pay more for birth control overall, including Plan B, which is not anything to do with abortion? This is just birth control. But I think he should reveal that. That would be a great reveal. In my humble opinion, let female candidates across the country do it. The only thing I will say as far as the Democrats go, and going back with, you know, something Charlemagne had said with the football analogy, if I'm a Democrat right now, I would look to somebody who's in the current Trump administration, maybe a moderate Republican, maybe somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard, And I would go, I would try to get that person. I would try to find somebody who gets disgruntled during this administration. I would watch them very carefully. I would try to wine and dine and befriend them and just wait until maybe something happens where they feel that it didn't go the way they wanted. That would be, if I were a top Democrat, that's how I would think. And I would look to the other side, look for that moderate, and I would try to recruit that person.
I actually think right now, with just how disjointed the party is, how stale it is, because you have young left-wing progressive insane people, and then you have the other generation of, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I think the Democrats are at an inflection point where they need to find their own Donald Trump. They need to find somebody outside of the box, somebody perhaps outside of politics. I read a story on Thursday night about Joe Rogan was laughing about how the Democrats want to find their own Joe Rogan as far as like podcast and media presence and things like that. And I'm thinking, first of all, you had Joe Rogan. You just went off the reservation and went completely insane. And Joe Rogan aligned himself with the other side because it was more common sense. And they were talking about how they should have their own podcasts and have their own Joe Rogan voice. And Rogan said, basically, why? You would just cancel that person because you don't like dissenting viewpoints. As soon as you hear something that you don't agree with, you would want to cancel that podcast host. I don't think it's Stephen A. Smith because I don't think he's going to go into politics and walk away from a $100 million contract. But I think Democrats have to find their Donald Trump, if you will, somebody that's in media, entertainment, business, Hollywood, somebody with the ambition and desire to get into politics. I think if they trot out another run-of-the-mill moderate, even if it is a moderate, they're going to lose. They're not connecting with Americans. Trump has the ability to cut through for whatever, you know, he says, no matter how he does it, and people gravitate towards that. There's no gravitation to anybody in the Democrat Party right now. For every one that gravitates towards AOC, there are five that thinks she's cuckoo. For every one that likes Fetterman, there are probably three that says, I don't know, he's got MAGA talking points all of a sudden. I don't like him. Who is that no doubt about it unicorn that could pop out of nowhere for the Democrats?
Well, that's what
I don't see it.
That's what I'm saying. I think you keep saying guys and men, and you're looking at Fetterman, and you're looking at the old school. If I think about what could... Because think about what you just said. The Democrats feel that they have the advantage with females. And we've never had a female president before. That's what I'm saying. If I'm just a strategist, I'm looking to a very powerful... I would look at somebody like a Tulsi.
So you would run a female again?
Well,
after
not,
losing
not
with Hillary and Kamala?
Not necessarily because she's a female, but if I could recruit some... I would go for the female vote and double down on that. Because I would say that if you can motivate that ground source, absolutely. But I would look to steal. I would look to steal somebody from the Democrats, somebody who's an insider who, yes, was a Democrat. Then she goes to the Republicans. She's in the cabinet. And now she becomes disenfranchised. She's not happy with certain things. I'm just saying strategy-wise, that would be a brilliant... Who do they have? A brilliant move.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Bashir, who I've talked about. But I just think they need something to shake things up.
Yeah, I know people have mentioned that. That was Farish's guy. You could walk out Andy Bashir from Kentucky right now. I think you could drop him into Lexington in a Starbucks and nobody would recognize
him. It doesn't matter now, though. That was Bill Clinton. Back in the day, Bill Clinton was a nobody governor. Nobody had heard of him, but he resonated. And Bashir is that moderate. He's a southerner. That matters. And he's a moderate Democrat. So I obviously it's early. Mm-hmm. You know, we're saying all these names.
Yep.
But I'm just saying talking strategy that mm-hmm. to go toward the old form of what they were looking at and these crazy ladies singing whatever crazy songs they're singing.
Oh, my God.
It's not a good look. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like
the sing along stuff has got to stop. I mean, like, there's got to like Obama needs to come out and send out the memo saying stop singing, please. You're killing the party. So if you guys have thoughts and you want to jump in, 855-839-1210, the phone number on social media at 1210 WPHT. And of course, the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@1210. WPHT. All right, so Dawn will have some news to kick off hour two. Harry Mays with the cut sheet. He's going to join us in just about an hour. But there was a story on Friday about Donald Trump Jr., according to sources, with 2028 aspirations. And then we will give you Trump Jr.'s response to those, what he is claiming, are reckless false statements. Back after this with hour two here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Can't wait for this week. My guys from Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning are coming out to my house and looking at a few different options for me as far as keeping your home warm, efficient, safe for every single season as we make the transition now to spring and warmer weather. You want to make sure you have my guys come out. I highly recommend Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning, third generation owned and veteran, military veteran founded company. They're local and great guys. Take my advice. Call Marvin E. Cans. Get your furnace checked out and ready, as well as your HVAC system as we transition into springtime. If they feel that your unit needs to be replaced, they're going to give you an honest assessment at a fair price. And they're going to install, hopefully, a high-efficiency Trane furnace. I know recently this happened for some of you, and you are very happy because it's hard to stop a Trane, T-R-A-N-E. Just contact my guys, Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning, Marvin E. K-A-N-Z-E.com, Marvin E. Cans. You can trust them. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.